an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am indeed Filippo Voltaggio, and I am so happy to be of service by hosting Life Changes with Filippo tonight. You know, this is really interesting. Well, first of all, our guest is really interesting. It's going to be exciting to talk to a medical doctor who is a palm reader. And when our producer, Dorothy Lee, first brought her to us, I said, well, is she a palm reader or is she a medical doctor? And she said, she's both. And I said, she can't be both. Shows you what I know. And she says, no, she's so both that she left being a doctor to be a palm reader or a palmist or whatever they're called. In any event, can't wait to talk to her to see what's so much in the palm of our hands that's so important that the medical community hasn't found out. So we're going to find out tonight. I look forward to that. But the interesting part also to me is that here I am, here we are, we're on camera. And thanks to our friend at Buzz Bros, we are all over YouTube, and so many people are tuning in and watching our show. And this is exciting because for a year now we've been doing it on air, on radio, and I haven't thought about what I'm wearing or when I need to shower or anything like that. So today at 6:45 or something, I'm getting ready for the show, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute. I've been so busy today, I didn't even shower. Oh, I'll just jump in the shower. Well, wait a minute. Then I'm going to have wet hair for the show, and we're videotaping it. And for a year, that didn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, it matters. And I don't like to use a blow dryer, not that I would have had time to use one anyway, but I chose to take a shower, and here I am for the whole world to see with wet hair. And as a friend of mine used to tell me, before I'd go on stage, sometimes this would happen, wouldn't dry in time, and she was she's still Hungarian, and she would say, don't do that again, you look like a wet chicken. And so maybe I look like a wet chicken, but it doesn't matter because the content of our show is going to be so important, nobody's going to look at our hair, my hair. Actually, you could look at my guest's hair. Actually, she's very beautiful, Dr. Sarah Larson. And I thought, well, we could just not film it tonight. But then we'd miss her. And what would be the fun in that? Just because of my vanity. So my vanity went out the window. And it's interesting because it reminded me, the team that had gathered, our team that was helping put on the radio show initially and then the live show, started saying, Filippo, we need to do a live show. Filippo, we need to do a live show. And I just wasn't ready. And I wasn't really sure, or I wasn't really saying why I wasn't ready, but I just wasn't ready to do the live show. I had taken a break from singing, and it had been a while since I'd been on stage, and people kept saying, Filippo, you got it. It's time to do the live show. And we booked a live show, and we did it. And as part of the show, we had a luminary. And the luminary we had was a lady who, the luminary segment is people that are quote-unquote ordinary people doing some extraordinary things. So she was a lady who had taken kids that had been thrown out of high school either because they were drug addicts or because they were abusive to other students or because they had become pregnant or had gone to jail for whatever reason. Anyway, she had had taken these students from the community and put them in a school where they were learning how to be the power in the world. They were learning how to be self-confident. They were learning how to be strong members of the community and how to give to other people in the community. And she not only came to the show, the live show, she brought 10 of these students who had been kicked out of high school, who now were holding signs up saying, I am the power in my world. I take responsibility for all that I am. I find the gift in what I have done and use that for my benefit. And let me tell you, with 10 of these students standing behind us on stage and the audience stood up and started applauding, I turned around to shake the hands of these students who each hugged me with tears in their eyes, which brought tears to my eyes. And the teacher, when I hugged her and said, thank you, she said, no, thank you. These students have only gotten attention before by doing something bad. And for the first time, they got a standing ovation from a community of people for doing something good. You have no idea what you've done here tonight. And as tears were rolling down my eyes, I said something to the audience that I can't believe I said, but I said, and to think I almost didn't want to do this show because I thought I was too fat to get on stage. So I'm really glad my ego took a backseat to what was important, and we got to do what we got to do. And during these times, I'm really starting to think about what is it that we're really doing? Because it's obviously bigger than what meets the eye here, YouTube and the radio and talking about whatever. But one more example. Just today, I get a call from a friend, but an acquaintance, more like an acquaintance, more like somebody I knew many years ago. I just have known people from different parts of my existence and my life, and it doesn't seem like everybody would fit into the life changes theme, if you know what I mean. In any event, he's on my mailing list, so I sent out the flyer to everybody on the mailing list, and he came to a show. I didn't expect him to even respond to the flyer. He came to a show, came by himself, came and sat through a whole live event show. And the interesting thing was that some friends said to me, oh, this was great, this was great. But there was some guy behind me that was chewing ice the whole time. It was so obnoxious. And I thought, we almost wanted to say, if you're not interested, you should just leave. And I said, well, I don't know who that was. But then they described him. I'm like, I do know who that was. That's so bizarre. I didn't expect him to be there. And obviously he wasn't interested because he was chewing ice the whole time. I don't know. I just took that to mean, you know, he came, was nice, and then left. But no, he came after them without knowing that they had been talking about him. And he said, this was really great. I can't wait to come back, and I want to bring some friends. And I thought, okay, that's a really nice thing to say. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. And sure enough, I get this call today from him. And it said, I missed your last show. I couldn't believe it. I was out of town, but I heard from a friend that you have another one coming up. Please let me know because I want to bring some friends. And I thought, wow. So who knows why he was chewing ice and why that it interrupted or disturbed some people. But it's interesting. Some things are happening from people that I wouldn't have expected. Well, even from me. I'm a person who I wouldn't have expected to be interviewing today, a doctor and a palm reader. And she actually read my palm and she blew me away. So actually, why don't I just bring her on, and as I'm getting ready to do that, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo, and I am Filippo Voltaggio, and you can find us at www.lifechanges.ws on the internet. And now again, thanks to Buzz Bros, our marketing gurus, you can find us at youtube.com/Filippo Voltaggio. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. V-O-L-T-A-G-G-I-O. Now, this lady, our guest, says that your hand is a map of your life, and every part of the hand, from the fingertips to the wrist, contains important signposts created by your nervous system. Well, let me tell you, I was nervous when I gave her my hands to read them. She is a palmist and also a medical doctor. Dr. Sarah Larson is a third-generation palm reader, a spiritual counselor, intuitive healer, and medical doctor. As a matter of fact, she left medicine for reading palms and helping people that way. Her education as a healer began with her grandmother in the villages of the Indian subcontinent. She received a degree as medical doctor from Medical University of the Americas. She trained and heals with medicine in Los Angeles and has worked in hospitals, clinics, and centers in India, Trinidad, and Tobago, Washington, D.C., Georgia, and Louisiana. Her approach to hand analysis and healing has been described as merging ancient wisdom and modern medicine for optimal health. So we have here next to me, happily so, Dr. Sarah Larson.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to meet you and to read your hands. And then after reading it and communicating all the things that were in there, learning what you do. And
well, first of all, let me say thank you. I know you had a busy schedule today, and yet you still made it out. But the best part of this is, and not the best part, I mean, there's so many great parts, but you, after having cleared your schedule to be on the show, were trying to give your spot to somebody that you thought could use it before the Academy Awards because you saw this great movie, and you said, we want to promote this movie. Can you give them my spot this week, and I'll come another week? Even though you knew we were booked for the next couple of weeks, you were willing to give that spot. This is what's happening, people. Thank you so much for thinking that way.
Thank you. I don't know how to express it, but in words exactly, but when you're with people, the people that you're around, the five that are around you closest, if you can bring out the best in them and have them bring out the best in you, it just keeps progressing that way. Mm. And I have been so blessed and so lucky that I had someone that my grandmother, who took me under her wing and kept pointing to things in my hand and saying, you can do brilliant things. This is where you're a genius. And she kept pointing to that. Mm. And despite, moving to another country, learning difficulties, language, culture, she kept saying, and I kept hearing her pointing to things and showing me that I had the answers. And so that's part of the reason I do this. When she passed away in this April, I started really, thinking about what her life was about and what my life was about. And it really motivated me in a big way to start going out there and reading people's palms.
Mm, April
and, it was, I don't know June, exactly,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't remember the date, but it was very, I know that on the other side, I know it's to celebrate that.
Mm. Mm.
What she shared, and how she made a difference, and all the lives that she touched. When she moved to this country, people would seek her out whenever they came to find her, to thank her for what she'd done. And her hands are magnificent. They really are. We have 50,000 thoughts a day. There's lots of studies on this, but most
really?
Of them put 50,000
wow.
thoughts. And those are...
I wonder what most of mine are.
Well, hold your hand.
Oh, no.
Do you want to share?
We'll take this offline. No, we can do some of that later. I want to know more about you first. 50,000 thoughts.
50,000 thoughts a day. And those get translated into thoughts in your hands. There's more nerve endings in your hands than anywhere else in your body.
Wow.
They're more sensitive, and they reflect. There are different places in your body that are actually transmitting light. And they've dipped your hands in oil and measured the photons coming out of your nails, out of your hands, the nails being the place that it comes out most vibrantly, Fritz Pop. And there's been 20 years of research on this. Before we could do research like this, back in the days of Hippocrates, this is how they diagnosed. This is what they were looking at along with your tongue. Today, there are places in here that you can see breast cancer genes.
Really?
There are places in here for gout. Places in here, typical ways that liver, people that have concerns in their liver, the way that shows up, the discoloration, hormones, physical pain, this, all of that can be seen in your hand.
So you started with this ancient wisdom,
and
then you learned the modern wisdom, or
modern medicine yeah.
technology, and then you said, the heck with that, I'm going back to where the answers
well,
are.
What really is important to me is to connect people with their own ability to heal. Medicine belongs with you, with education, with that knowing that everything within you can heal. Every cell regenerates itself. Every thought everything that you think over and over again, and this is, there's one thing that most people agree on. It's not religion.
It's not politics,
for sure. But everyone agrees on science, and that's been the predominant, if you can prove it scientifically and reproduce it, everyone agrees on science. That's been the modern past 300 years. And this is where what we're coming back to is science is proving this. Science is proving how our thoughts are affecting us. And so if you're diagnosed with something because you have X, Y, or Z symptom that you're displaying and you're told, you have that. And then you go around, walk around thinking, oh my God, I have that. And then it starts showing itself and progressing to prove you right and everyone in authority that says it right. And so it's interesting because I went through med school and I loved it. I didn't miss a day of clinics. I didn't miss, the reason that I went all over is I chose the doctors that I wanted to work with. Mm-hmm. I worked with one of the doctors that signatured the polio vaccination.
Wow.
I worked with one of the doctors that's well-known. Robin Williams played his characters in the movie in Out of Sight. I worked with infectious diseases doctors, delivered lots of babies without any intervention. And what I learned over and over again through that process was what the patient was believing, what they were experiencing with their thought and belief system is what we were seeing happen.
So interesting. And then even before what they were believing, they were having a thought process which created
what was
being manifest. And then once that was being manifest, then they started believing that, which made it even more. Wow, so you're not throwing out the baby with the bathwater then?
Not at all. I think modern medicine is so beautiful. It really, really is a gift to have in place a system that can look at things, x-ray machines, MRIs, all of this information that we have, location of where different things are happening. But if you cut any person that lives to 100, open or 90 or 70 open and lived a generally healthy life, there's all kinds of cells within that based on thought processes that if they had been diagnosed, they would be put on treatment. And
that would have died long time beforehand.
Would have died long time beforehand with a poor, not as rich quality of life.
Wow.
And so that's an interesting thing. My husband's grandmother is 98, I believe. She's been alive and well for 98 years. He had a neighbor that lived to almost 100, and the thing she would say over and over again is, I'm not going to the doctor.
Yeah, my grandmother lived to over 99 years old.
Yeah.
And she, 99 and 11 months, I think. She, at 70-something, was diagnosed with something, and the doctor said she couldn't eat this, she couldn't do that. So the heck with that. What do they know? And continue to do everything that she wanted to do and was able to live. But had she not eaten those things and had she worried about, I'm going to have this or this thing, she would have been gone a long time before.
Completely. And my grandmother wasn't given a birth certificate, so we didn't have an age for her at all to know. And so we guessed based on what was going on kind of when she was a child, and she'd share these great stories. And, blah, blah, blah was happening. There was these neighbors, we were moving from this region to this region, and so we tried to age her, but we didn't have a...
Did you count the rings in her hands?
There is a guy in India that what is known for being able to give exact birth dates based on palms.
Really? So interesting. It's all here, huh?
It's all here. It shows up, and so sometimes I meet people, and they're not ready to hear certain things about themselves. Which is
what do you do?
So
do you tell them or not?
Interesting. It's per person. And so we'll sit there. And so the way that the thumb is held, if it's really, really open during the conversation, then I have a tendency to say this person's really opening up to go to that next stage of hearing.
Mine was like this, right?
Yeah, yours was like that. It really was. It was like, oh, I don't know. Don't show me. Don't tell me.
No, it wasn't
totally
that bad.
Your hand was just nervous, but as we talked and we recognized things,
I was nervous.
Opening up and opening up and opening up.
I don't know why I was nervous. You know what? Maybe I was nervous because, you know, this science or this wisdom usually been reserved or we think of it as, you know, gypsies in the street. And I don't know that that's even bad. This show is making me question everything. I don't know anymore.
Well, so. It started out, there's two different trains of areas that it was, in India and in China. And so India, it's in the Vedic texts. It's placed around, both of them kind of go back about 5,000 BC to 3,000 BC in that area. Chinese started learning how to read palms based on the Chinese doctors. Chinese doctors got to live as long as the emperor that they were taking care of were living. So they could live like kings, like emperors, eat whatever they wanted, whatever they desired, as long as the emperor was alive. So they learned as much
as... how to keep the emperor alive.
For as long as possible.
That's interesting. And if we did that with doctors here...
Oh, wouldn't that be fabulous? I mean,
but
that would really, if you invest your life, and I really do, I invest my life into this, people that I'm working with and blessed to have in my life, really, really know that I'm going to look for and find within you, within your body, what resonates most for you. That's one of the reasons I think emperors, based on that philosophy, when you're looking in and feeling the energy of that person coming out as well, this is actually how it's best to pray.
Seriously, like this.
Because you're sending your energy out, or like this,
okay.
Versus close. This is humbling. You're canceling your energy.
Wow.
And when we say namaste,
right?
God in me bows to the God in you.
Right.
So that's, you're canceling your energy out.
What if we did it like this?
Well, no, you want to be humble. And this is where you're generating it.
Well, this is good that this is on video. See, now I'm thinking about video on radio. So what she's saying is that when you put your hands together in our normal prayer,
right,
you're canceling out the energy that your hands are putting out. So that's when people bend down and say namaste, which is the God within me recognizing the God within you. You're doing it in a humble way. But now if you open up your palms kind of like
this, and so if you're sitting there and saying, oh, bless you, I'm so grateful, and I bless your life and everything about you. So my hands are out.
So she's holding her hands out to her side.
To my side.
Right.
And so I'm welcoming your energy, our energy exchange.
Wow.
But to go back to the Chinese doctor, just in the Chinese medicine, they have so much information on that end. At the same time, over in India, they were doing the same thing. Even the Bible makes references to it. Semitic texts make references to the lines in your hands. And there's extended amounts of information on personality traits based on it, divisions of how... you handle stress.
And did the Greeks get it from either of those, or did they develop it on their own?
So they, as the Greeks developed, they borrowed it and encompassed it on there, like added their own elements to it.
Right.
So they took this ancient tradition, added more wisdom and knowledge. And so...
And then modern medicine came around and just stopped all of that.
Well, it's so interesting. Most of Europe, and our friends in Europe that are listening to this by the internet, can... most companies, major companies, take a hand stamp.
Really?
In Spain.
Really?
Before they'll hire someone. Even in the U.S., we have an extensive database of handprints, fingerprints, with the FBI, we have ancient caves with hands on them, with lines throughout the world as a form of, so your hand was different from my hand. To mark who you were, your lines were marked a certain way on a cave.
So this has been around forever.
Forever.
And it's time we look at it again.
And it's really important for us to recognize the geniuses in each of in ourselves. When we were young, when we were kids, a lot of the thought process was, tell kids not to do that, don't touch that, don't, and it cancels creativity, or kind of ingrained in us is, no, don't try something new, or no. There's studies out that at about 4 years old, kids test out to be like 90% creative. By the time they hit 7 or 8, they test out to be 4% creative.
4%? From 90 to 4%?
90 to 4 based on all the no's. Don't try that. Don't.
Now, does that show in their hands?
And that, so what shows up in the hands is your inherent gifts, your inherent creativity, the ways that you're a genius. Every one of us has a gift and a destiny to share. And it's stamped in here. And if you go to people that know how to decipher that or learn, that's why I teach, because I think it's teach people how to read their own palms. I believe it's so important for you to learn for yourself. Oh, a new line's coming up here.
Really? Lines will come up and go, huh?
Oh, completely. If you're releasing attachment to an old relationship, your relationship that, and I've seen this over and over again, if you start affirming your own health, you will start seeing the marks of that in your hand. If you're meditating, different parts of your hand start becoming larger. If you're headed to fame,
why is that funny?
I find that funny because you are. There is, whatever you do, you have the marks in here that you're, even as a kid, whatever you were doing, people were like, what's he doing?
I'm well, read away now. Then. Well, before you do, actually, let me remind everybody that we're listening to Dr. Sarah Larson, who is a medical doctor and a palm reader, a spiritual counselor, an intuitive healer, and actually something else that I want to talk to you before then, but you're listening to her on Life Changes with Filippo, and I am Filippo Voltaggio, happy to be of service, and you can find out more about us and more about Dr. Sarah Larson at www.lifechanges.ws. And when I said and more, maybe that falls into the spiritual counseling or intuitive healer, because before you even took my hand, you said, and you have to tell me this, and you have to talk to me about this. I mean, you and I had not met, and you hadn't even looked at my hand, and you already knew things about my past that you felt were important to know before you even read my hand. But these are not things that you would normally ask somebody because they were particular to me. So where does that, what's that?
So we all are energy. We're all energy fields walking around connected. Literally, we're all space. All of your thoughts, everything is just space. And when we're learning how to interpret all of the energy fields and all of the space, so when I come physically close to you or think about you, I can connect with what's in your emptiness space.
In my emptiness. Okay.
I have to say that, like that, when we talk about things that are forever, always here, never created nor destroyed, okay. Emptiness and space is a way to look at
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm glad you explained that. Thank you.
Right.
Because my emptiness, one can interpret that many different
right.
ways.
I want to put labels on it that resonate at a frequency without labels that have already been taken. And that's why energy is neither created nor destroyed, but there's always terms with energy, too. It's what we eat, but we're all energetic fields walking around interacting with other energetic fields. And so when your signature walked into the room, beautiful things were oozing out saying, let's talk about this first, let's talk about that
aww.
First. And so that's why I brought those up. And it is emptiness source, the collective consciousness. There's all of us. It's been termed in so many cultures, so many different ways. Science proves that it exists now. the 100 monkey theory is another one that kind of goes. So when you are walking in and collective consciousness kind of says, that's an area that's a little fuzzy that could use some clarity. Let's talk about that.
Mm.
And that's, or that's an area that if you focus on, it'll shine like the rainbow.
Mm.
So you can see the kind of the signature, the stamp. And everyone can do this. I started getting trained with my grandmother at a young age because I was watching her. And she was also teaching me throughout life, this food does this, this does that. When you see this, this is what it means. My grandmother was, you know, big into oils, great healthy oils. When I had my baby, she had me put together concoctions.
For the baby or for you?
For both of us.
Oh, uh-huh.
To really, really nurture. And I had my baby, and I was walking out of the hospital. Literally, I had the baby, and I was up, and wee, wee, wee. Mm. And I was doing all the things that my grandmother had told me to do.
Wow.
As she was my first teacher and the first healer. Even if I learned something in a book and she would have a different course for that, I tended to go with a different course.
Mm.
And to stay true to that, I have patients when I was in allopathic medicine that are still friends and so grateful. Had I followed the alternative, which is modern medicine,
right,
versus my truth, what I thought as the way to do it,
right,
they would have had different outcomes. And so that's why I'm not a licensed physician.
By choice.
And I don't intend to be, because I intend to teach you how to heal you.
Mm.
With your own energy, with your own knowing, and food and beautiful ways of seeing yourself.
And thinking and saying. So let me ask you this. You may or may not have an answer to this. May or may not be true, but some people say that when you scratch your left palm, money's going to come in or go out, and if you scratch your right palm, if it itches,
yeah.
You know. Do you know about that?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
For me, it is my right itches and money is coming in.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously, I feel it even in all forms, in all energy. You can learn to be more sensitive. When you pick up particular crystals, they have a different energy field. And so when you're drawing money to you, you can feel that flow coming in.
Really? Okay. So if that's true, then does it work the other way too? Like even if it doesn't itch, if you still scratch it, will money still come in?
So you can intend for it to be there.
Okay.
Everything is
thought. Wow, I was making a joke and it's true, huh? Everything is thought.
Everything is.
So you're putting intention on money coming in.
Right, everything is intention. You will see lovely Chinese men with really long pinky fingers.
I've seen Italian men with that. What's
really
up with that?
That's energy coming in. And
oh, really?
So right now I'm holding up my little pinky finger and showing how my nails are really long in that area as well. It's just my nails are done that way. But it shows where it falls in your hand that's bringing more energy, more money in.
Interesting.
This is, if you're wanting to get married, you can exercise your commitment finger.
Seriously,
yoga, if you want to be more open. There is a whole practice of opening your fingers up to allow your physical self, emotional self, whole mind, body, spirit to be more open and receptive. There are all sorts of different different modalities that kind of go into that.
Now, in the beginning we talked about the wrists. What does the wrist have to do with anything?
The
information all the way up to the wrist.
Up
to your wrist.
Right. Oh, but all parts of your body are sources. Your tongue is telling great things about your digestive system. Your eyes, circulation, circulatory system, your ears, all of it is also reflected in your hands. But it's everywhere on your body is always reflecting.
Like a hologram.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Your skin is the largest organ you have. And so you can see so much of what's going on in the skin of your hand as well as all over your body. So you're very healthy. Look at that. For those on camera, look at his beautiful eyes.
I don't feel very healthy right now. Thank you. I've been coughing and sneezing
but
today.
That's why I'm affirming that. That's why it's important for you to hear that you're very healthy and to continue with that. That you anything that comes in goes out just like that.
I am healthy. I'm just kidding. No, ironically, this is interesting that you say that because I feel healthy. My body has been aching, and people said, "Do you have a cold?" And I don't feel like I have a cold. I feel like I am resisting. To be honest with you, oh, you probably know this, so what's the use? But I am resisting the next phase of my life. And so my body is like ready or something, is like revolting against me or something. I honestly feel like I don't feel like I'm sick, although I have the symptoms.
And so this weekend you had this powerful opening.
Yes, we did the Reiki Energetic Alchemy this weekend. Absolutely.
And people throughout the room were in your space.
There was so much magic happening.
And you were there. You're a sentinel, a feeling being. And you're ready to project forward. And there is a collective energy within you that has to be released and shifted. And so all of that stuff is coming up. And you're transforming it, transmuting all that stored energy into this. And as soon as you affirm and start making that step, that leap.
I just allow myself to step into that. I get that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is when we know what it is, and we still let ourselves go there.
Oh, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful because your body becomes a reminder for you of where you're going as a being. Your body wakes you up and says, oh, something's you're not completely harmonious throughout. What's going on here? Let's examine our thoughts to see how to bring harmony back in.
You know, that's so interesting you should say that, of course, because I was thinking how there's a friend of mine whose life isn't moving in the direction that I know that it could because... And yet, I think, well, it makes sense because in so many ways, they're not living in alignment with who they are. And so I thought, okay, well, since we're all mirrors for each other, where am I not living in alignment with myself? Because things could be moving. And, of course, then I get sick or this happens. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm not in alignment with, I'm not stepping up in certain areas that I know I can and need to, and my body is saying, you're going to or else.
Life calls you out, and you're destined. You have in your hand a course that you're on, and your body wakes you up to that. Everything around you reminds you of that, and you, with all your energy and all your tools, once you are awake to that, you start moving in that direction. And at some point, your body becomes your ally. It's always an ally to say, oh, you can do this. This is exactly what I will help you do this. When everything's aligned with saying yes, just keep saying yes. Those magical moments of stillness allow those creative ideas to come from source. And that's where you say, you jot them down and you say yes.
You know, you were the perfect guest to have on feeling this way because that's exactly what I needed to hear. And it's interesting because I was thinking, well, what do we do for the audience? Because they don't really get to see my palm and it would have been lovely to have you read it. But, you know, that might not be as interesting to them.
Yeah.
But they can all hear my nose being stuffed up and my occasional cough. And I'm admitting to the fact, and it's interesting because I have said, I'm not sick. I feel miserable. My body aches and, you know, I have the symptoms. But I know it's not about getting sick. It's not a germ. It's about me. It's
about you. And
it might have happened after you read my poem and said, you're destined for greatness and you need to get on it. And I thought, oh, I can't do that now.
It's a powerful weekend, and everyone's exchanging energy back and forth, and this opens you up even more to receive and clean out all the leftovers of belief systems that limited you from being your highest self, going that next step.
Wow. So this is great for everybody because we have used this so many times. Our body has taken the brunt of our thoughts and our unwillingness to move forward, right?
Yeah, over and over again. And one of the most beautiful things that you can do is start really paying attention. When you feel tightness in your body, feel where that's coming from. And if it's from your heart, your chest, your stomach, and start identifying how causes that for you. And so a lot of times, this with the lungs, this is about communicating. Mm-hmm. There are things that you've got to communicate to be completely in your truth.
Mm.
That's why it affects your voice. Mm. And that's why and you're doing that right now. You've communicated it to yourself.
Yeah, I recognize.
Yeah, and then there's also GI stuff moving.
Well, now you know it all. I've got GI stuff moving. You know, we could talk for hours. As a matter of fact, your sessions go on so long because they're so detailed. And it's amazing that you can get all that from, well, obviously intuitively, but from the hand. There's just so much there.
There's so much. Your fingers, every line, and then as you're sitting, things are crying out, "Hey, me, speak this. Let them know this."
Wow.
And so it's hard to cut sessions short that way because there's so much. And each person tends to hear exactly what they need to hear in that moment to go the next step to realizing their own genius, their own brilliance.
Well, I can't wait for you to have a book where you bring the wisdom of your grandmother and, you know, being a third generation palm reader, and so that everybody throughout the world that is interested in this can learn through you. But until then, you do have a website.
I do.
And it's www.drsarahlarson.com.
And I do want to mention the movie a little bit, too, if we just have a little minute.
So sweet using up your time. But let's Dr. Sarah Larson, LARSEN.com.
And Sarah with an H.
And Sarah with an H.
Yeah, and Dr. is DR. Not the whole thing spelled out. It's similar. I wasn't intending to put myself on the internet, or it was all word of mouth. And someone I worked with was like, "Oh, you've got to do this. You've got to do this." So I had nothing to do with the website design, or someone just put it up for me, gratefully, because now more people are needing this, are able
Absolutely.
To. And so it's just interesting that it was someone was like, "No, you've got to." And now people are helping me clear space in my life. They come clean my house, so I'll write a book, and they'll come over and do all sorts of things, making phone calls, volunteer, just so I can have time to. And so that's
And so you're process. Stepping up to where you need to step up to. I love it. We're all helping each other do that. You know, we're going to wait on the movie because we just might be able to get them on.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we do want to promote that, and thank you for bringing it up and wanting to use your time for that. But let me just say, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad we got your beautiful face on video.
Lucky.
And I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
And have you read my palm, which will be different the next time.
Next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah Larson.
Thank you.
So with that, we bring on now the State of the Universe Address with Dorothy Lee Donahue. And also want to thank Dorothy for bringing Dr. Sarah Larson onto the show.
What a great show. It was wonderful having you here, Sarah. As Filippo mentioned and Sarah talked about this past weekend, he and I enjoyed facilitating the magnificent energetic alchemy course, Beyond Reiki. And with the exception of one or two people, everyone else was a new connection. In other words, I had met them 2 weeks ago or less. And I know that each of these are going to be lifelong friends. And they all told me that they felt like they had come home. And in truth, I feel like they did too. I'm sharing this with you because right this very moment, there are awesome souls on this beautiful planet that you don't even know yet. However, through your meanderings and theirs, paths will cross, love will be shared, and eternal friendships will be created. This is happening faster and faster every day. And nothing you do or don't do can prevent these serendipities, because we all come here with a blueprint, our life script in place. Each of us has specific missions and purposes that we've come to complete. We all have a sacred role to play in the acceleration and rising of collective consciousness, and none of us have come here to do it all alone. In addition to our birth families, we're each a member of a larger soul family. And these are the ones who we're finding and who are finding us right now. A part of me has always known that I was the gatherer of a very beautiful soul family. And these members are finding me, and I'm finding them more and more quickly each and every day. I know Sarah and I and Ken and Filippo have shared lives in the past, and it's so good to be reacquainted this lifetime. The second coming of the Christ is not about the man Jesus coming back to earth. It is indeed about the awakening of the Christ, Buddha, God consciousness within each soul. When I was a very young child, I had friends that my family couldn't see, and they said they didn't exist. They called them my imaginary friends. However, even though my family and friends couldn't see them, and they still can't, these beings were and are still more with me and more real to me at times than the third-dimensional beings. I've been told ever since I can remember that I'm part of a team that is here to bring civilization to Earth. And although I'm sure they told me that I didn't have to do it all alone, I didn't hear that part, and I focused on what a big job it is, and I doubted my ability to help change anything or anyone, and found it hard to believe that I was a part of a world-changing project. About 18 years ago, I began to realize that there are many people all over the world who are finding one another and coming together because they have a role in this amazing adventure. I'd also been told that it was part of my job to awaken them, to activate their gifts, and to accelerate their progress on the spiritual path. I remember thinking that this couldn't possibly be true because that's a job for a superhero. However, I've come to understand how awesome and amazing we all are once we remember that we are the divine children of God and that with God all things are possible. And that we are truly the power in our world, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot do or accomplish. Once I accepted this truth, I began finding many of these amazing members of my soul family, and some have found me. We've come together through workshops that I've given here and in other countries, through traveling and through the internet. Some have found me through friends and relatives. For many years, it was my job to assist our soul family members in waking up and seeing their part in the bigger picture. It was my job to assist them in healing their lives and their bodies, and it was my job to remind them that each of us are truly the power in our world. Many of the family needed a lot of healing. A few needed a little. It turned out that I needed more healing than all of them put together. And then I discovered something wonderful. It is simply impossible for a person to be a clear, open channel of God's love, light, wisdom, and healing energies without getting a healing themselves. The more people who came to me with issues and problems, the better I got and the clearer I got once I began to listen to the advice that I was giving them. My work has evolved into energetic alchemy, and I want to share with you tonight the principles. God is love, and love is God. Each of us our God in action. There is only one energy, and that is God. We're instruments through which divine energy flows. Our beliefs, feelings, thoughts, words, and actions create our world. We are conscious co-creators when we choose to be. What we focus on expands. We are the power in our world. We know that with Source, all things are possible. And we know that all dis-ease, including accidents, begin in the mind. We know that we're powerful beyond imagination. We are the power in our world. Yes, I know I mentioned that already, but that's what I want people to remember most of all. We are the power in our world. We choose to never make assumptions. We know that nothing anybody ever does is because of us. We are impeccable with our word. We are always doing the very best we can, and we are grateful for all things. We choose to live a life full of knowing. We are love, we are lovable, and we are loved. So I hope that each of you listening tonight will choose to join us for our next Energetic Alchemy class and accelerate your progress in becoming the change you wish to see in the world by living these principles that I just shared with you. For dates and any other information, just go to energeticalchemy.com. And until next week, please remember that you are the power in your world. You are the guru you've been waiting for. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator by making truly elegant choices, and you will become the change you're meant to be. And never forget that you are powerful beyond measure and that you are loved, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy Lee Donahue, with the State of the Universe address. And actually, I'd like to thank you publicly for having me co-facilitate this weekend's course. It is truly mind-blowing, actually, to see all these people that change right before your eyes. It's a truly amazing thing, and you helped me believe that it was possible to help people do the things that you helped me do, and you helped discover in me, or help me discover and help awaken within me. And now I can't believe I'm actually out there helping others do. And you mentioned Ken before, and of course she's referring to Mr. Buzz Bros himself, who is videotaping Ken Sheets. Yes, to have everybody gathered here and us all enjoying each other and recognizing each other from the moment we all see each other is really a wonderful thing.
It truly is, and the class is so much fun to watch people discover what they have the ability to do. Mm. With our dear friend Ken, he was able to tap into a dimension that he had heard existed, and he found out that he was really, really connecting. And there were so many beautiful gifts this weekend, and that's why we decided to do it again in just 3 weeks. So it is life-changing, but more than that, it's fun while you're changing your life.
Well, I was about to say that about Ken, but then I thought maybe I'll just let him do a testimonial or something, because maybe I'll be saying something he doesn't want said out there. But who knows? I mean, any more? Are there any secrets? I mean, look at my hair. It's on video now. Well, with that, I can't believe we've come to the end so quickly of another life-changing episode of Life Changes with Filippo. It's been my pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes today. I'd like to thank again you, Dr. Sarah Larson, for being with us today. Enjoyed her immensely, and thank you for the wisdom that you shared, that some of which we could all use. I bet a lot of people are out there scratching their right palm right now to bring in that money. Now, next week, we are going to have the granddaughter of the illustrious author Ernest Hemingway. She's an actress in her own right and a mother in her own right, to two daughters, actually. And she is now the voice of holistic and balanced health and well-being. So please join us for Mariel Hemingway next week. So until then, Remember, you can keep the conversation going by visiting us on the website, of course, but also on Facebook, and now Twitter, thanks to Buzz Bros also. I am at Twitter. I am Filippo. That's who I am. I am Filippo. So that's how you can find me on Twitter at IAMFILIPPO. I am Filippo. And, of course, on our webpage at Life Changes with Filippo, our Facebook fan page, Life Changes with Filippo, my Filippo Voltaggio Facebook. Oh, we could do this all night. Anyways, we're out there. Find us because we love connecting with you. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWay's Water Systems. Change your water, change your life. And, of course, Love and Miracles, who is Dorothy Lee Donahue and all the wonderful miracles that she helps create through her love. To learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their respective links. Again, I am Filippo Voltaggio. And I, along with our segment hosts, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Legere, our videographer, Seth, our engineer, Seth, and now the videographer and marketing guru, Ken Sheets from Buzz Bros. Thank you for joining us and being part of the show and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? No love can blind you, just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They love themselves away in the magic they have found. Every day they try to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, will they struggle?